Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Dalet. We left off on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, which under the auspices of Harav Nevin Sal Shlita provides the flexibility to learn Halacha at a high level whenever you can, wherever you are. Visit vhalacha.com for more information. It is also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Capel in memory of Ken's sister, Nettie Gross Horowitz, a noted Israeli journalist whose shloshim is today, Necha Dobra Bas Yisrael, her neshama shnev and aliyah. It is also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky, Lili Nishmas, his father, Shalom Ben Avra Mordechai, the neshama shnev and aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are about to get into all of the different statements of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We had one statement of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi yesterday about krach v'kala samuch lo v'kala nira imo nidon kikrach, but now starting with the very last words on the last skinny line on Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to have a series of seven more statements of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, including statements about how we are magdir, what is a krach, and what is considered mukav choma, and also as far as the chiv of women in Mikra Megillah, the notion of reading Megillah twice, both at nighttime and during the daytime, and that's going to take us through Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we're makdim liyom haknisa, meaning it's such an unusual thing. We have a mitzvah that you're supposed to do on a Yom Tov, and then we have certain people that are allowed to do it before that Yom Tov. So where did that come from, that we allow people to be makdim liyom haknisa? Then the Gemara is going to have several shitos in Tanaim about how it all plays out when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, because we know that in such a case the Mukavos Chama are not going to be able to read on Purim because it's going to be Shabbos. So how does it all play out? Do they just read on the same day as the other cities, or is that something that we can't do, that we always have to have the regular cities read before the Mukavos Chama? So we're going to have three different approaches: a Tanakama of Rebbe, a Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi, and then both Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi dealing with how to handle such a situation. And then at the very end of the daf, we may or may not get to it today, the Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second, everyone seems to be assuming that you're not allowed to read Megillah on Shabbos. Why on earth can't you read Megillah on Shabbos? What would be the problem? We do Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. What would be the problem of reading Megillah on Shabbos? So the Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities of what the problem is with reading Megillah on Shabbos. But let's pick up again at V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, at the very last skinny line or first wide line of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So one important point over here, and that is that the idea of having a walled city is not only relevant when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is a din midrabanan or a din midivrei Kabbalah. The idea of a city having a wall around it is relevant for a din midoraisa as well. It relates to the din of someone who sells a house in a city that was surrounded by a wall. From the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the halacha is that the person who sold it is allowed to redeem that field from the lokeach up until 12 months from the day of the sale. But once 12 months pass and he doesn't buy it back, so then the Kona gets it forever. It's not going to, even after Yovel, as opposed to typically when you sell property, when you sell real estate, normally you get it back at Yovel. So that's not going to apply when it comes to Batei Arechoma. So that's a din of Batei Arechoma. So now Vam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Krach sheyashav l'besof hukaf nidon kik fire. That if you have the din of Batei Arechoma is dafka in a case where you have a city that was surrounded by a wall and then and they built houses in the city. But if it was first they built houses and then they said, oh, we have all these houses, let's protect them, and then they built a wall around the city with existing houses already, then it's nidon kikfar. It's like a regular city that's not surrounded by a wall, and the mocher is able to redeem the bias from the time of the mechira all the way until Yovel. And if Yovel comes and he has not yet redeemed it, so it goes back to the mocher automatically. My time, why does Rabbi Shimon Levi think that if it's Yashav and then Hukaf, that first it's populated and then you go and you surround it with a wall, that it's not considered Batei Arechoma? Because the pasuk says, "V'ish kiyim kor beis moshav Ir Choma. So since the word of Moshav, the way the Rambam says, the word Moshav is with a patach, Moshav, so the mashmaus is that it's connected to the word that follows it. So it's as if it says, base Moshav shel Ir Choma. It's like a base Moshav of a city that has a wall around it, meaning that it has to be that the wall is already there prior to it being Moshav, prior to it being settled in. That's how the Ran understands the drasha. The Malbim on the Chumash understands the drasha is that it's an extra word in the Pasuk, because normally throughout Tanakh you have either the word Bayis or Moshav. Over here it says base Moshav, so it must be coming to be Mechadish something and saying that Dafka Fetzuka Fulubusof Yashav, only then is it going to be considered a walled city. But bottom line is, however you make the drasha, whatever the mechanics of the drasha are, the drasha is Shahuka Fulubusof that it only counts as a batei ori choma if it was first surrounded by a wall and then populated, as opposed to populated and then afterwards surrounded by a wall. So this is how Rashi understands our sugya, that this whole comment, this whole statement of Rabbi Shoba Levi is about the din of batei ori choma. However, Tosos holds that Rabbi Shoba Levi is about Megillah as well, and not only about batei ori choma. After all, we're learning Maseches Megillah. Why would Rabbi Shoba Levi pipe up with a halacha about batei ori choma that has no relevance to Maseches Megillah? Elamai, it must be that this is a din in what's considered a walled city as far as Megillah is concerned also, that only if the wall was built first and then the city was populated, as far as Megillah is concerned, only then would they read on Tesvav. That's how Tosos understands. So it's fundamental Machlokes Rashi and Tosos. Certainly it's talking about batei ori choma. It's certainly talking about that din, because that's the pasuk that we're bringing. The Shaila is it also talking about Mikra Megillah? Second statement of Rabbi Shoba Levi for today. Rabbi Shoba Levi, Krach Shein Ba'asara Batlanim. If you have a city that doesn't have 10 people who refrain from doing Malacha and are supported by the Tzibur in order to always be available in the Beis HaKnesses to make sure that there's never a lack for a minion, Nidon Kikfar. Then it has they have the right to act like the Bnei HaKfarim and to read the Megillah as early as the Yom HaKnisa. The Ran writes that that's only that this din is both by Ayaros Gedolos and by Krofna Mukavon Chom Mimos Yoshua. Meaning, if the setup of the city is that it's a large city or that it's a city that's surrounded by a wall, but it doesn't have Asar Batlanim, then they have the right to be Makdim Liyom HaKnisa or to choose to read on the right time, which is Yodalit for regular cities and was Mekavas Choma on Tesvav. However, Tosos writes that Rabbi Shimon Levi is only saying this din when it comes to Ayaros Gedolos that are not Mekavas Choma. But when it comes to Krachna Mekavas Choma, even if there are no Asara Batlanim, Asara Batlanim doesn't affect the halacha one way or the other when it comes to an Ira Mekavas Choma. That an Ira Mekavas Choma is always going to read in Tesvav. So that is the machlokas between the Ran and Tosos to what extent Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying this great chiddush that if you don't have Asara Batlanim, you have the right to go back to read the Yom HaKnisa. Is that only for Ayaros, or is that even for Krachan HaMukav HaSchoma? So my Kamash Malan, what's Rabbi Shimon Levi telling me? It's a Mishnah Mefresh, as Tanina. Ezu Yir Gedola, Kol Sheish Ba'asar B'Tlanim, Pops Mikana Reza Kfar. That anything that has a Sar B'Tlanim is an Yir Gedola, less than that, has the din of a Kfar. Sans Gemara, no, Krach Yitzrichle, Afakav de Mekloile, Me'alma. That I would have thought that the Mishnah is talking about only an ear that doesn't have a Sar B'Tlanim, but a Krach, which is a larger city that has marketplaces and so many people, like a real big metropolis. Even if there aren't Asara Batlanim, I would think there's always really going to be 10 people in the shul, so you're never going to miss a minion. You're talking about Brooklyn or the Five Towns or whatever, something like that, where you have so many Lakewood, Muslim, whatever, all these places, so many Jews, like it's impossible that they're ever not going to have a minion. So even though there are always going to be 10 people there, but nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon Levi's Mechadesh, that without Asara Batlanim, without a designated 10 people to always form the minion, they're going to have the right to be Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. A third teaching of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Vav Rabbi Shimon Levi, Krach Shachar V'Lubsof Yashav Nidon Kekrach, that if you have a krach that was destroyed and then settled, it has the din of a krach where they read on Tezvav. My charav. What does it mean it was destroyed? What does he mean? What about it was destroyed? Ilem charav chamosav. If it means that it had a wall around it and the walls were destroyed, and that's where he's saying that if they put the walls back up, then they're going to read on Tezvav. Is that really true? You need the walls to be put back up to be read on Tezvav. Yashav in. Lo yashav lo. Only if it gets resettled, meaning the walls get rebuilt. Vatanya, we have a brisa that Rebbe Rav Yossi Omer. Asher lo choma. Lo is spelled. It's Asher lo choma with an aleph, which the mashmaos is that it doesn't have a wall, but the mesora of the kri is Asher lo choma with a vav, which implies that it does have a wall. So these are opposite mashmauyos in terms of what it means. Does lo mean not? Is it lo mit an aleph, or is it lo? Does it mean that a dafka does have? So Rav Lozer darshens the pasuk. That even if it doesn't happen to have a wall now, but it once had a wall, it still has a din of bater echoma. So if what Rabbi Shimon Levi meant by krach shacharav l'basov yashav is that the walls were destroyed and then rebuilt, that doesn't make much sense, because if it was destroyed and then rebuilt, you don't need it to be rebuilt. If it had walls and those walls were then destroyed, it would retest vav anyway. He wouldn't need to say l'basov yashav. So l'may charav. What does he mean that it was charav? Shecharav me'asar batanim. He's not talking about a physical destruction. It means that there's no longer asar batanim, where Rabbi Shimon Levi said that a city that doesn't have asar batanim has the din of a kfar that has the right to go back to the Yom HaKenisa. So that's what he's saying, that if there are asar batanim, there were asar batanim, and now there are no longer asar batanim, and then asar batanim came back, so then it goes back to being to having a din of a city that's able to be makdim liyom HaKenisa. Of course, the question is, of course, why not? Meaning, any city that has a Sar Batlanim could be Makdim Liyom HaKenisa. Why does it matter to me that the history of the city was that it had and then it didn't have? Either way, it has a Sar Batlanim, so of course it could be Makdim to the Yom HaKenisa. So that's what the Rishonim explained, that no, because I would have thought that since it lost the Asar Batlanim once, I'm always nervous it's going to happen again. That it's clearly their status of having Asar Batlanim. You know, you have some cities where they started a kolel and then it failed, and then they started another. So you're always nervous when they start a kolel again. Is this one going to work out? Is this going to happen? So that's what Shmuel Levi is saying, that even though it has a history of not working, we assume that it's considered like a regular city that does have asar batlanim. Now, statement number four of Rabbi Shmuel Levi. Rabbi Shmuel Levi taught us the following: Lud va'ono v'geah charashim mekavus chom mos Yeshua benun avu. He identifies cities that were surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So says Gemara, Vahani Yeshua ben Nun. Wait a second. Were these cities built by Yeshua? Vel Pal Baninu. These cities were built way after the time of Yeshua, by a person by the name of Alpael, who was from Sheva ben Yamin, many generations after Yeshua. Dichsiv uvnei Alpael Eivar Misham v'Shemed. Who bana es ono ves lod uvnoseha? It says that he's the one that built Ono and Lod and the villages surrounding it. So you see, these cities were built way after Yeshua ben Nun. So how can you say that they're mukavas chom mimos Yeshua ben Nun? Says Moral Taimeich. Well, once you're asking that question, that it says that hu bana, meaning that it sounds like up until that point it wasn't built at all. If you're going to assume that, well, the chsiv, it really wasn't even built by El Pael. It was really built by Asa, because the pasuk says Vayiven Ari Mitsura bi Yehuda, that he built these fortified cities in Yehuda. That Kufa of the Malcha Yehuda were being Moshel, were ruled over Binyamin and the surrounding areas. So Asa was from the Malcha Yehuda. He built the Ari Binyamin that were under his control, that were under his jurisdiction. So it turns out that it wasn't El Pael that built these cities, it was Asa that built these cities. So now we have a three-way stira. On the one hand, we have Rabbi Shimon Levi telling us that it was Yeshua ben Nun that built these cities, or at least in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. On the other hand, we have a pasuk that indicates that El Pael built it, and on the third hand, we have a pasuk that indicates that Asa built it. So Rabbi Lazar, Hani Mukavs Chom Mios Yeshua ben Nun Havu. Now clearly these had a wall around them from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Charuv Bimei Pileg Shbegiva. These are cities in Binyamin. So when Klal Yisrael went to war with Shevet Binyamin, they destroyed the Are Binyamin, and therefore they were, because over the episode of Pileg Shbegiva, which we just learned about at the end of Mesach Tainis, when we spoke about the things that we rejoice about in Tu Ba'av. So one of them is that we allowed marrying into Sheva Binyamin again. So they were destroyed in the days of Pidagish Begiva. Asa El Pa'al Baninhi. So El Pa'al came and rebuilt those cities. Hadarin Pul. Then they fell again. Asa Shaptinu. And Asa came along and he rebuilt them in such a way with their, they were so fortified that they never fell again. So you may look at those walls and you may do a study and say those walls are not nearly as old as the walls of cities that were really surrounded by a wall from Davis Yeshua Ben Nun, and that's okay, because it was rebuilt at a later point in history, but in Achinami, it was still, there's still cities that are considered to be walled from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Dekanami, and it's Meduyak in the Pasuk that Asa didn't, was not the original builder, he was the one who rebuilt it. Tichsiv, Ayomer LeYehuda, Nivne Es Ha'arim Ha'Ela. He didn't say Nivne Arim, he said Nivne Es Ha'arim Ha'Ela. Michal Darim Avu Me'ekara. That implies that there were already cities previously, and therefore he said, let's go and re-establish these cities. So Shema Mina, so you see that Asa didn't was not the original builder. They existed prior to his coming along and rebuilding it, and therefore you could say that these cities were also around in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but they were destroyed at some time during the time of Pelegish Begiva, and then generations later El Pael rebuilt them, then they fell again, and then generations later Asa rebuilt them. Fifth statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Nashim chayavus mikra megillah, shafein hayu ba'osaneis. Women are obligated in mikra megillah because afein hayu ba'osaneis. They too were included in the miracle of the Purim story. So Tosus points out in Dibra Maskil Nashim that the mashmos of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that women are chayiv in mikra megillah. It doesn't say women are chayiv lishmoa mikra megillah. Sounds like the chayiv of women is the same as the chayiv of men. And that's what Tosus brings a raya from the Gemara Maseches Arachin, where it says Hakol Ksherim Likro Asamegillah, and it says Hakol means Afilu Nashim. So it says Likro even for Kriya Asamegillah, women are included in the obligation of Kriya Asamegillah, not just of Shmi Asamegillah. Why do you have to say that? Isn't that obvious? No, because there's a sheet of the Bahag where the Bahag holds that women are only Chayiv Lishmoa Mikra Megillah, that they're not Chayiv in actual Kriya Asamegillah. Nafkamina is, can a woman be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah? Because if you hold that a woman has the same level of chiyuv as a man, then it's not the yeshivish thing to do, but a woman could be motzi a man in mikra megillah. But if you hold that women don't have the same chiyuv as a man, or a chiyuv is only a chiyuv of shmiya, and a man's chiyuv is a chiyuv of kriya, then a woman would not be able to be motzi a man. The Ran brings a raya to the Bahag from a Tosefta. The Tosefta says that Nashim Avadim Ketanim are potter from a kriya samegillah, and l'chora that Tosefta is beferish against our Gemara. So it must be that it's not against our Gemara. Tosefta says they're part of from Kriya Samegillah. When Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that women are chayiv in Megillah, it means that they're chayiv in Shmiya Samegillah. That so the chayiv of a man is b'mikra Megillah, not only b'shmiya, and therefore, according to the Bahag, how could it be that a person could be yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur? The Mordechai raises the question, if you say that a man's chayiv is a chayiv of Kriya, and a man's chayiv is not a Kriya of Shmiya, how are we all yotzei? Unless you're the Bal Kore, how is it that a person could be yotzei? You're not reading from a sefer, you're not doing a Kriya. Kriya means Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. We're not doing Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people have their own Kasher Megillah, so they are doing Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, but traditionally, most people don't do Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So how could it be that they're Yotzei the Mitzvah? So the Turi Evin in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yutes, Turi Evin writes later that a new Geder in the din of Shomea Ka'ona. He says, Shomea Ka'ona does not only mean that when you hear something, it's as if you said it, but if you hear something being read in a certain way, it's as if you said it in that certain way. Meaning, if I hear from a person who's being Kori Mitoch HaKsav, it's as if I'm Kori Mitoch HaKsav. It's not just as if I read the Megillah. It's as if I read the Megillah Mitoch HaKsav, that Shomea Ka'ona even extends to that extent. That Shomea Ka'ona is not only about that it's as if I said the words. That is against the famous comment of the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi appears on Chumash, where the Beis HaLevi writes that whenever you have like a specific way that something is supposed to be read, Shomea Ka'ona only works on the actual Shmiya, but not on the way that it's supposed to be read. That's why many are knowing that the Aseres Bnei Haman, which has to be read B'Neshima Achas, that everybody will say it. Everybody will say the Aseres Bnei Haman themselves. Why? Because I could be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona by hearing the Aseres Bnei Haman read, but I can't be Yotzei Neshima Achas by hearing it read B'Neshima Achas. Neshima Achas is an additional qualification of how to read it, and that doesn't transfer with the Shomea Kona. Only the actual reading itself transfers with Shomea Kona. That's what the Beis Halevi comments, that maybe that when it comes to Birchus Kohanim, why not, when we do Birchus Kohanim, sometimes you have Kohanim that are singing different tunes, you have Kohanim that are tone deaf, you have Kohanim that they're not coordinated well. Why not get all the Kohanim lined up there, find the Kohen with the best voice, and let him do the whole thing, and everyone else will be Yotze Shomea Kohanim. The Tzibur will be blessed by the Kohanim, and all of the Kohanim will be Yotze, the mitzvah of being Mevarech through Shomea Kohanim. So the Beis Halevi says, no, because there's a din that the Kohanim have to be Mevarech B'Kol Ram. You could be Yotze Shomea Kohanim that you said the words, but you can't be Yotze Kol Ram by through Shomea Kohanim. The details don't transfer through Shomea Kohanim. There is a Machlokas HaPoskim Legabe this Chiddush, this idea that everything could transfer through Shomea Kohanim when it comes to a Summa and Kriyas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Lametes Paskins that a blind person is not able to be Kari B'Torah because you can't read Shalom and Aksav. You have to read straight from the Torah, and the blind person is unable to see the words of the Torah. So the Taz says, like the Aguda and the Nemuka Yosef, that a Summa is Eino Kari B'Torah means that's if he's the Balkore, because he's not allowed to be Kari Balpeh. But if there is a Balkore who's actually seeing the words of the Torah and is reading those words of the Torah, and the Summa is only getting the Aliyah, he's only saying the Bracha standing next to him, then that's not going to be a problem. And the Summa can say a Bracha. It's not a Bracha of Levatala. He can get an Aliyah and he can say a Bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah. So in the Shelis Yaivitz in Rabbi Yaakov Enden, Chelik Aleph, Simon Ayin Hey, he disagrees with the Taz. He says, Mayitein my Yosef, if it's Dino Kona. Nevertheless, he's only Kona Alpe. You could say Shomea Kona, but he's still doing it by heart because he's not able to see Mitoch HaKsav. And all the poskim asur to be Kari Afilu Osachas, Shalom and Aksav, even though he knows all of it by heart, and he's saying it all right, because that's the din, that Dvarim Hashem Aksav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. So Kal V'chomer in a Tzibur, in a Bracha that's only Nitkan for Kriya that comes from Aksav. So the din of Shomea Kohana is only going to help for someone who's able to see the words of the Torah himself, and he himself is reading along. So that's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. So obviously the Taz thinks not that way. The Taz thinks that since the Balkore is reading Mitoch HaKsav, when the Ola gets the Aliyah, he, even if he doesn't see Mitoch HaKsav, Shomea Kohana means it's not only as if he's saying the words, but it's as if he's saying the words Mitoch HaKsav, that transfers over also. So a similar machlokas that you have between the Turi Evan and the Beis Halevi, you have a similar machlokas between the Taz and Rabbi Yaakov Emden before them, that how far we go with the principle of Shomea Kohana. Now this principle of Af Heinoi Bosa Neis, the Ran understands that Af Heinoi Bosa Neis means that the Haman made the gezeira against them as well. Lahash Milaru Galabed is called Yadu Minarve Adzakin Tafen Nashim, and they also need to be Lahodos Lahalel and to be Mefarsim the Neis because their lives were threatened as well. Pnei Yeshua is Medayik that way from Rashi as well. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos say Af Heinoi Bosa Neis means that. That Af Heinoi Bosa Neis means that they were included in the gezeira, and therefore they too have to be moda for it. They also require hoda'ah. The Rashbam in Pesachim Kuf Chasam Beis says that Rechayiv and Kriyas HaMegillah, not because they also happened to have been in the Neis, but that the Ikar HaNeis was Al Yedei Esther. It was through a woman, and since a woman was the primary driving force of the Neis, at least as far as human participation was concerned, so that's why women are obligated. So the Rishonim say, according to Rashi, that they're included in the Gzeira, and that that's enough to say Af Heinoi Bosa Neis. Well, it says Minar Vad Zaken Taf Vinashim. Children were also included. So you're going to say that children are chayiv mikra megillah because of Af Heinoi Bosa Neis? Meaning, if Af Heinoi Bosa Neis means that the driving force, like the Rashbam says, good. So I understand why women are different than children as far as the mitzvah of mikra megillah. But if Af Heinoi Bosa Neis means anyone whose life was threatened has to, as a natural obligation, to be grateful, so children should also be obligated. So Chidush Aran suggests that women are different than children, and they respect that. Women are benos chiyuva in mitzvos, meaning women are obligated in mitzvos. I say she'ena zman grama in all mitzvos. Those I say. So there, some someone who's a bar chiyuva, someone who's obligated in mitzvahs, so you can say afeinu ebosanei says it incorporates this mitzvah as well. But someone who's not a bar chiyuva in a mitzvah at all, a katan who's not chayiv in mitzvahs at all, there is no mechanism to include a mitzvah in include them in a chiyuv of any mitzvah because they're just not included in the concept of being a bar chiyuva in mitzvahs. Okay, now statement number 6 of Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi.
Last cycle you said problematic of the priyav because of the trap.
Okay, with Kalisha. Yeah, okay. So that's a separate issue that the post can discuss. Is that a Kalisha issue that the trap is musical? But Mikra did, if she just reads it, so that's a Shailim Poskim, can a woman be motzi a man? It used to be when Rav Vadia was alive, every year they would publish some huge chiddush. Rav Vadia says that if a man doesn't know how to read the Megillah and he's stuck and his only option is to have a woman read for him, that it's better to have a woman read for him than to do nothing. And everyone thought that was such a huge chiddush. It wasn't a huge chiddush at all. Half the Rishonim say that that's what you're supposed to do. So if half the Rishonim say that's what you do, so of course try to satisfy half the Rishonim instead of nobody by doing absolutely nothing. But obviously it's not ideal when a person has an option to be when a man has an option to be motzi to be yotzi the from a man. V'amrim Shabbat Levi, statement number 6 from Shabbat Levi. Purim shachalios b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, sholin v'dorshim binyano shalyom. So on that Shabbos we're not going to do Mikra Megillah, but we'll discuss Inyan Shalyom. We'll talk about Inyan Shalyom. The Sholin V'Dorshin, the double expression, Sholin V'Dorshin, the Sifsei Chum writes, means that that if there's no Shoel, you should still be Dorish Ba'atzmo. It's Sholin, and even if it's not Sholin, still Dorshin. Obviously, if it's Sholin, you're going to answer the questions, but even if there's no one asking the questions, you still go out of your way to be Dorish. So so we're Dorish Binyan Shalyom. What does it mean, Binyan Shalyom? So the Ran writes, it means that the Chacham darshins Megillas Esther and Inyane Hanes. It doesn't mean halachos of Purim. It means he darshins the Megillah. That's what the Pnei Yeshua's Medayik from Rashi. Rashi says Lidrosh Igeres Purim Barabim. And that's what's Muchach from Tosos as well in Dibra Maskul Purim, that the drasha has to be on Inyane Ha'am, not in Hilchos Purim. However, other Rishonim understand that no, this is like the normal Sholin V'darshan that we have by Pesach Shoshim Yom Lefnei HaChag and that we have on each Chag where it's halachos of the Yom Tov. So Efrekt V'Gemara, my area of Purim, why does Rabbi Shimon Levi Dafka say that Sholin V'darshan on Purim, it sounds like Dafka on Purim you have such a din, and before Purim we're not Dorish Binyan Shalyom, but when it comes to other Yom Tovim we're Sholin V'darish Shloshim Yom prior to the Chag and we're not Sholin V'darish on the Chag. What do you mean? I feel the Yom Tov Nami. That's not true. Even on Yom Tov and any Yom Tov, Titania, Moshe Tikalim Yisrael Shiyu Sholim V'Dorshin, Bin Yom Shalyom, Hilchas Pesach, B'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres, B'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag, B'Chag. It's a by other Yom Tov, it's not only a din in 30 days before, we also have a din that you have to be Shoel V'Dorish on the Yom Tov itself. So it says the Gemara, Purim it's Strichle. Now the Chiddush is Purim. Mal detem and nigzer mishum deraba kamash malan. I might have thought that you can't be Sholem v'darshin on Purim shechalios b'Shabbos because after, just like it, we're not going to do Kriyas HaMegillah, as we're going to say at the very end of today's daf, we don't do Kriyas HaMegillah because we're afraid Shemi Avrenu Dalaram Shusram. You might carry the Megillah for Amos from Shusram. I might think that we can't make a takana that you're supposed to darshin the Megillah because the person still might carry the Megillah Dalaram in Rosh Hashanah. So now one might have thought a simpler answer that you're right, there's such a din of Sholem V'Darshan by other Yom Tovim on the Yom Tov, but what Rabbi Shimon Levi is teaching me is that even Purim has such a din, even though Purim is a Yom Tov Midrabanan, it's not a Yom Tov Midaraisa. Maybe that's the Chiddush, that even on a Yom Tov Midrabanan there's a din of Sholem V'Darshan. So it must be that the Gemara assumed that Kol Tikun Rabbanan Ken Daraisa Tikunum, and therefore whenever you have a Yom Tov Midrabanan, it's going to follow the pattern of all the Yom Tovim Doraisa. So if on all the Yom Tovim Doraisa there's the din of Darshan Binyan Shalyom on the Yom, must be that in Yom Tov Dorabanan you have the same din. The Pnei Yeshua just points out, it would therefore turn out that on Chanukah there's also a din of being Dorish. Shorish Binyan Shel Yom. After all, the Gemara says Ma'ir Purim Afi Yom Tov Nami. If we could be mechalik between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan, well, there's no kasha. Of course, there's a chiddush by saying a din that even Yom Tov Drabbanan. Elamai, the Gemara took it as a dover pashut that Yom Tov Drabbanan also have a din of Shol and Vidarshin. So it should turn out, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Chanukah also has a din of being Dorish and Yana Shel Yom on Chanukah. However, Menachas Yitzchak points out that Tosfos in our sugya is meyer that Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't say that there's a din to be Dorish every Purim. He says when Purim falls out on Shabbos, when Purim doesn't fall out on Shabbos, you're reading the Megillah anyway, and then you don't need to be Dorish. So by Chanukah, where they're Mesakin Pursume Nisa through another mechanism, through Hadakas Haneros, so maybe there is no din of Dorish. I mean, the Dorish over here that we have by Purim is when you can't be Mefarsim the Nes through Kriyas HaMegillah. So then we're Mefarsim the Nes in this alternate way by being Dorish. So now, statement number 7, final statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chayav Adam Lukas HaMegillah B'Laila V'Lishnos HaVyom. Person has to do Kriyas HaMegillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shnemer Elokai Ekra Yomam V'Lo Sa'anel V'Laila V'Lo Domiyali. Pasuk is said about Esther Amalka that she came in front of the Melech to ask, to request the salvation of Klal Yisrael. So the Bnei Yisrael cried out and Davin Takarish Baruch Hu Yomam Vilayla. So as a zecher to that, we read the Megillah both by Yom and Layla. So Sover Mina Lemikra Vilayla Lemisum Esnisa Didavi Yamama. We thought originally, what does the Rabbi Shimon Levi mean when he says Lishnosa Bayom? It means the lashon of Mishnayis, to learn the Mishnayis during the daytime, and that there's really only Chiv of Kriyas HaMegillah Belayla. Tori Evan raises the question, really, there's such a Havamina? There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Daf Chaf HaMeralf, Ein Kornas HaMegillah B'Yom At Shatani Tzachama, that the earliest man for Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom is Nei Tzachama. So how could there be a Hava Amina that there's no Chiv of Mikra Megillah B'Yom, that the Chiv is only to learn Mishnayis during the daytime? So Tori Evan suggests, the initial Takana was to only read the Megillah B'Layla. But if you don't read Megillah B'Layla, there's Tashlumin Bayom. And the Mishnah is talking about that din of Tashlumin. But the Binyan Shlomo points out it doesn't make any sense, because it's if there was a din of Tashlumin Bayom, how could the Mishnah say, only do it after Netzachama? Do it whenever. Meaning, if you're not sure if it's Netzachama yet or not, Sadrabah, do it right away, even if it might not be Netzachama yet. And maybe you'll still be Yotzei the Kriya B'Layla, which is the Iker Din. And you won't have to rely on the Tashlumin. So the very fact that the Mishnah says Ashtani Tzachama sounds like there's a Takana that you're supposed to read Megillah B'Yom. So it makes this whole Hava Mina very difficult, that it's Din in learning Mishnayis B'Yom. So Tori Evan says maybe in a Chinami there was a Takana to read the Megillah at night for sure. And what about during the daytime? Options. If you're a Talmud Chacham, learn Mishnayis. If you're not a Talmud Chacham, read the Megillah again during the day. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. For people who are not Talmud Chacham and therefore don't know how to learn Mishnayis, that they should read the Megillah during the daytime. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba explained to me that Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't mean to learn Mishnayis during the day. It's like people say, let me go over this Parsha and then Chazir it over again. So Lishnosa B'Yom means to learn it a second time. So as Fasemis points out, Rabbi Shimon Levi is trying to tell us that the Chiv of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla is really only for the purpose of that your Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom will not be your first time reading it. That the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom is the Iker Takana. So the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom is the only reason we have Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla is so that when I have Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom, I'm already fluent in the Megillah. That's what Ran writes, that those who are Makdim Liyom HaKnisa on the day that they come into the cities, what do they do about Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla? So he says, they didn't do Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla. They didn't have a Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla. The Ikar Takan is really B'Yom. That's what the Poskim discussed, that if you hold that the Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is Din Midivre Kabbalah, and that's on a different level than the Din Midrabanan, that's only true of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom. Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla is only Din Drabanan, but the Ikar Takan of Kriyas HaMegillah is Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Itmar Nami Yom Rabbi Chalba Amar Ula Bira'a Chayav Adam Lukras Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla B'Lishnos HaBayom Shemar L'Mayin Yizamer Chavad V'Loidom Hashem Elokai V'Yolam Odeka. So the Pasuk in Tilma is in Mizmar Shir Chanukas HaBayis, and that Mizmar the Pesikta assumes is all about Mordechai and Esther. So the Mizmar says L'Mayin Yizamer Chavad that I'll be Mizamer and Mishabeach on the day through Kriyas HaMegillah by being Farsim the Nes in that way, and we'll all all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo yidom is at night. That even at night we'll read the Megillah and we'll be mefarsim the Neis. Hashem Elokai Leol Medecha, that even Las Lavo, when we'll still be talking about the Neis of Purim, because the Medrash says that even though all the Moadim will be batel, Las Lavo, Yimei Purim are not going to be nisbatel. Elisha Kfarim Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa. We then said, except the Kfarim read early on the Yom HaKnisa. So Amrim Chen Yil Chacham, Mikilu Al Kfarim Lios Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa, Kidei Sheisapu Mayim Mazna Chem Shemakrachin. That the reason the Kfarim are allowed to read the Yom HaKnisa is we want to make them available. They shouldn't be busy with Kriyas and Megillah on the actual day of Yudalit, so that they can provide food and water for the people who live in larger cities. Lemeimer de Takanta de Krachinavi. Really? So the whole idea of being Makim Yom HaKnisa is only tell about the people in big cities. Vatanan, but didn't the Mishnah tell us, our Mishnah, Chalios B'Sheni of Purim falls out on Monday, Kfarim Vayoros Gedolos Karim B'Bayom, that even the villages read B'Bayom, but V'Misa Liktim Yom HaKnisa. But if the whole purpose of bringing Makim Yom HaKnisa is so that the people from the small villages will be free on Purim to provide Mayim U'Mazon, so then they shouldn't read on Yudalit. Even when Yudalit is on Monday, we should have them go read on the Thursday prior, so that on Monday they're free to provide food. So says Mar, no, Havalu Asar V'Asar L'Tekin Rabbanan. You can't move it back so long. You can't move it 4 days back, because if you move it 4 days back, then you're on 10th day of Adar, and we don't have a drasha. We don't have Kayamim or Bizmaneim. We don't have any drasha to tell me that you can go all the way back to Yud. So Toshima says, "Well, I'll bring a raya. Chalios bechamishi. If Purim falls out on Thursday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Babayom, the villagers still read on Purim on that Thursday. But Vimisa Liktim Liyam Haknisa, can't you go 3 days back? Can't you go back to Monday?" So says Mar, "De'achalasaru. After all, that would still be on the 11th. That's still within the range of when you're allowed to read." Says Gemara, "No, we have a rule. Liyam Haknisa, Liyam Haknisa lo dachinan. We don't push someone back from one Yom HaKnisa to the previous Yom HaKnisa." Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. That it can't be that the whole purpose of being Makdim Liyam HaKnisa is to free them up so that they're able to provide Mayim U'Mazon for the Bnei Ayaros. Amar Rav Yehuda Emosai Makom Shekhem Vassim B'Shein B'Chemishi. When do we allow the Bnei Kfarim to be Makdim Liyam HaKnisa? That's only if the minug of the Bnei Kfarim is to enter the big city on Mondays and Thursdays to go to the Batei Din. Avol Makom Shein Nechnasim B'Shein B'Chemishi. But if that's not the practice in that time and place, so then Ein Koronos then they can only read on Yudalit. But if we dafka want to make a takana to free up the villagers so that they can provide Mayim U'Mazon, just because they don't have a Moshav Beis Din on Sheni V'Chamishi, the Krachin are going to lose out. So lo tema kedei sheisapku Mayim U'Mazon, ele ema mipnei shemisapkin Mayim U'Mazon lachem shemukrachin. No, it's not that we're doing this so that they could be freed up to provide the Mayim U'Mazon. No, the point is that as a reward for the fact that they are misapik Mayim U'Mazon, where they were misakin as schar for that they're able to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. But if it's not the derech of the Bnei HaKfarim to come on Sheni V'Chamishi, then they're not mukdim to the Yom HaKnisa, because it's not considered a reward for them. Ketan, Chalios B'Shem Shabbos Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim B'Biyom. If a Purim falls out on Monday, the Kfarim and Vayaros Gedolos read on that Monday. So Maishna Reisha Dinakas Yidur Diyarcha, Maishna Sefid Nakas Yidur Diyome. The Mishnah starts out by saying Megillah is read on Yeralf, Yibes, Yigimel, Yidal, Tesvav. Those are days of the month. And then we said Chalios B'Sheni B'Shabbos, B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Then we said we switched to days of the week. Why did we do that? So since if you were to stick with days of the month, you'd have to start working backwards, and it would become very confusing. So we'd rather start with saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as opposed to going backwards in the days of the week. Chalios Perav Shabbos. Purim falls out on Friday, so we said the Kfarim are Makdim to the Yom HaKnisa, and the Ayaros Kedolos and Mukavos Chorim are Korei Bo Bayom. So Masis and Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah that holds that that's what you do when Purim falls on a Friday? E Rebbe Yossi. It could be either Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi. My Rebbe, where do we see that Rebbe holds such a thing? Titania, Brisa tells us as follows. Chalios Perav Shabbos. Purim falls on Friday. Kfarim Ayaros Kedolos Makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. The villages and the big cities go back to Thursday. And only the walled cities read on that Friday. Rebbe Omer, but Rebbe disagrees. He says, Omer Ani, I say, which is a lashon of anivus, not a lashon of gaiva, Omer Ani, lo yidch ayaros mimekoman. They know, you keep the ayaros on Friday as well. So the ayaros and the walled cities read on Friday. It's only the kfarim that are makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. My time in Tanakama, why does the Tanakama think that the Ayoros also go back a day? So makal shana v'shana Ayoros called Muslim Mukafin. Afkan Ayoros called Muslim Mukafin. You always have to have the cities before the Mukafin. So ve'ema b'kol shana v'shana makal shana v'shana yindachan Ayoros mimkomen. Afkan yindachan Ayoros mimkomen. Maybe it means it should be like every year that the Ayoros read on the proper day. No, shani yachad the lafshar. You can't be mekayim both. You can't read on the proper day and read the day before the Mukafas Choma when the 15th is going to be on Shabbos. So we prefer to have them read on the day before. The Rebbe, my time, and what's the svara for Rebbe? But kol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana in ayoros yidachim l'mukhaman. Just like every other year, the ayoros read on the right day. Afkan lo yidach ayoros l'mukhaman. So over here also, they're going to read on the right day. Ve'ema b'kol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana ayoros kol muslim mukhafin. Afkan ayoros kol muslim mukhafin. Maybe it means it's like every other year that the ayoros read the day before, like the Tanakhama said. No, shaniach de lo efshar. Something's got to give. And what Rebbe and the Tanakhama disagree about is what gives. My Rabbi Yossi, and what's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that we're referring to? Titania Chalios Parav Shabbos Mukafin Kfar Maktim Liyam Aknisa Ayoros Gedolos Kfar Babayom. The Mukafin and the Kfarim read on the Yom HaKnisa, but the big cities read on that day. So Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't Mukafin Kfarim the Ayoros. The Mukafin can't read the day before the Ayoros. Ela Elvelu Kfarim Babayom. The Mukafin and the Ayoros read on Friday. My time in Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama think that the Mukafin are going to go back to Thursday? Tipsim B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma Chol Shana V'Shana Barbas or Zman Shalzeh. Ayoros Barbas or Zman Shalzeh Lo Zman Shalzeh. Afkan Ayoros Barbas or Zman Shalzeh Lo Zman Shalzeh. It's not a kunt that the Ayoros have to be before the Mukavas Choma. The point is they can't be on the same day as the Mukavas Choma. Ve'em b'kol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, ein mukavin kol min la'yaros, afkan, ein mukavin kol min la'yaros. Maybe it should be like every other year that the mukavin do not come before the ayaros. Shaini achad de lo efshar. You just don't have any possibility of making that work out. So, okay, we're mamish, right? So there's just one more line. My time is Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi based on? B'kol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana, ein mukavin kol min la'yaros, afkan, ein mukavin kol min la'yaros. That the walled cities can never be before the regular cities. Ve'em b'kol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, zmanu shazel, zmanu shazel, afkan, zmanu shazel, zmanu shazel. But maybe it should be like every other year that the walled cities and the regular cities don't read on the same day. No, shayni yachad lo efshar. It's just not possible. Something has to give, and that's what Rabbi Yossi Yeltz has to give. So maybe tomorrow we'll start by going over what the three basic shitos are and continue that discussion. Have a great day, everybody. Hey.